This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Ben's column in the Reader on April 17th, 2008 is titled A City Off Track, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. Ben, your article tells of the effort of a history professor and a Chicago developer who have teamed up to revitalize track and field sports competition for Chicago students citywide. The developer in this story is LZ Higginbottom. What can you tell us about him?
Well, LZ Higginbottom's what they know as an inside player in Chicago politics. He's been around as a developer on his own since the 1980s. Before then, he worked for Baird & Warner. The role he fills, or a role he fills politically, is to act as sort of a leading supporter that Mayor Daley has in the black community, organizing fundraisers for the mayor, doing outreach for the mayor. So he's very much an ally of Mayor Daley. And as such, you would think that he would have access to the mayor to impress upon Daley how important it is to revitalize track and field. I think that the larger issue of why we don't have a viable track and field program in Chicago has to do with the peculiarities of how programs are sponsored in the city, what gives them impetus. For instance, one of your favorite subjects, bicycling. The mayor is a bicycling enthusiast, hence we have a bicycling program in Chicago. One could argue how effective it is, but it seems to have satisfied bicycling enthusiasts like yourself. And people are very proud of Chicago as sort of the bicycling city of the Midwest. Well, that's because Mayor Daley is an enthusiast. So since nobody has the guts to tell the mayor no, everybody jumps aboard whatever idea he embraces. Well, for whatever reason, the mayor has not embraced after-school activities in our public schools, such as track and field. And so we have no track and field program to speak of. It varies tremendously school to school. A school is fortunate enough to have a very active, passionate, intelligent coach who understands track and field, they'll have a top-flight program, given the limitations of Chicago. If they don't have such a coach, they'll just sort of limp along. So the idea is you mix the passion of a Conrad Worrell, who's an activist who believes that track and field can really help students in Chicago, with the inside moxie of developer LZ Higginbottom. Higginbottom gets a hold of Daley, whispers to him how important it is. Daley says, I can get behind this, particularly if for no other reason I want to look good with the Olympics coming, or with our bid for the Olympics coming, so we'll build some tracks. My greatest fear is that they'll just have one track. They'll do the bare minimum that they have to do to get a nice article in the Sun-Times or the Tribune.
Sort of a token effort.
A token effort. Unlike the bicycling effort. The mayor obviously likes bicycling. He wants Chicago to be known as the bicycling city.
I'm thinking about the parallels between bicycling and track and field. You might argue that if the mayor had been into track when he was in high school, then we might have a good track and field program. Just like bicycling, you know, he's a bicycle rider. Another difference that occurs to me is that the constituency for bicycling is not just kids, it's adults. They're participants. They're not like spectators. Like, you enjoy track and field, but you don't participate on that. You're a spectator. You may do some coaching around it, but you don't actually run or engage in those activities. And one of the things about bicycling, people call it a bicycling community because there's a lot of activism that adults participate in. And that's something that the mayor responds to, because he knows, he might know that this is a constituency that if he caters to it, then he's going to reap the political benefits. How could that happen in track and field, given the difference in the constituency?
Well, that's a good question, and you get to the heart of one of my great disappointments with the bicycling enthusiasts in Chicago. I mean, he put up a couple bike lanes, and they're just so happy and passionate doing cartwheels that they will pretty much sold themselves out for, you know, a couple bike paths here and a bike lock stand there. So you're absolutely correct. The bicycling community in Chicago has allowed itself to be bought and sold by our bicycling mayor. It's a very good question, Dave. I don't know if you can draw a parallel, because the people that I'm trying to reach out to, and this is you'll be reading a lot of articles like this because I'm not going to let this one die, are pretty much outside or alienated from the system. They're not people who are going to show up voluntarily at Bike to Work Day. You know, they're not going to be at their critical mass rallies, and they're, you know, not going to run their own little websites where they extol the mayor for his bike paths. They're outside the system. They're alienated. They're the ones who are either getting shot, ducking the bullets, or doing the shooting. So they have no political constituency that the mayor's paying attention to. And so as a result, they're not going to get anything unless somebody on the inside speaks up on their behalf, or the mayor is shamed into doing something for them. That's how things go in Chicago. So you're absolutely correct. It's a long shot. The fact that we've gotten this far, here we are in, what is it, 2008? We don't have one indoor running facility in the entire city of Chicago, and 4 months are pretty much off limits for track because of the winter, is a sign that nobody cares. We don't put the alienated student bodies at the top of the list. That's why they're alienated. They're the last on anybody's mind. We have this current obsession where we're tracking the number of students from Chicago Public Schools who are killed, which I find is a very odd thing that we're doing. You know, we just keep track of it. And like, wow, look at this, another one died. We're up to 25. Will we break the record? Well, why don't we do something about it, you know?
The press seems to be obsessed with tracking students killed as opposed to what? I'm thinking about a model for another way to do it is currently what the press, particularly the Tribune, is doing around the Chicago Children's Museum, in which the Tribune says, all right, we can sit here and bash the mayor all we want, but why don't we just highlight alternatives? It strikes me as something one could be doing with the problems of what kids need in this city. Yeah, kids are being killed. Well, instead of tracking it, the press could do something like what the Tribune is doing. Instead of each time just counting and telling a long story about, you know, that kid's life, let's talk about a possible solution that's not being paid attention to.
I agree. Again, track and field programs alone will not stop people from killing each other. I mean, that's an absurd statement. I wouldn't make that. But it obviously fills a need that students have in the city for everything from being in shape to discovering some talent that could help them, give them a motive for staying in school, to just being so exhausted they can't get in trouble. So we dropped the ball generation after generation for as long as I've lived in Chicago, basically. And so instead of allowing it to continue, I think I'm going to fight it.
Well, we'll be looking forward to further installments on that one.
There'll be many more. I'm warning you right now, Dave.
All right, we'll look forward to those. This is Dave Gloetz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.